Welcome to Fandomonious, a pop culture podcast.
Welcome to Fandomonious, where each week we gather to discuss pop culture, past, present, and speculative future. My name is Three-Pete Adam.
And I'm just Ian 3.0 at this point. I don't know. I got nothing fancy for you.
All right. So one of the things we did earlier that you guys didn't see was Ian has never had Yoo-hoo before.
Yep, never had a Yoo-hoo chocolate milk.
So I bought a 12-pack of cans at Walmart today because I just saw them. I was like, well, shit, I think Ian's never had one of these.
And so
I'm a big fan.
So he gave me one, which I didn't know they came in cans. I thought they only came in those oddly shaped glass bottles.
So it says, shake it, Yoo-hoo chocolate drink. And Shayna, my wife, like, oh, man, it's a good source of vitamins. And I was like, it's hilarious that they... I was in the bathroom.
36 grams of carbs.
Yeah. I started laughing in the bathroom while she was saying that because I was like, Shayna, the list of ingredients is as follows. Water, high fructose corn syrup.
That's really all you need.
There's a lot less more ingredients.
Less than 2% of cocoa.
But when...
and non-fat dry milk.
Yeah.
It's got 160 calories per water. Can. 33 grams of sugar, 36 grams total carbs, but you get two grams of protein.
Yep,
I'm drinking my second can. That's it right there. That's it.
It's my second can.
All right, well, I'm going to give it a whirl here. First time right here on Twitch for everyone to see.
That's not as good as Kroger chocolate milk, obviously.
Well, nothing will ever be as good as Kroger chocolate milk.
But as far as like a canned chocolate water drink goes, this is pretty damn good.
A canned chocolate water drink.
If you're going to drink canned chocolate water, drink Yoo-hoo.
I mean,
Yoo-hoo.
Because chocolate milk from Kroger is like, it's like the McDonald's Coke of fucking chocolate milks. Like, and there's no like close second.
Kroger's chalky milk is drugs.
All right. It feels weird shaking it.
I know. It's probably shaken up by now.
It feels dirty. Is this going to spray all over me?
Mine actually did spray a little bit, but the first can didn't, so I don't know why it did that. Just give it a sec.
I'm going to put it over here by all this expensive equipment. At least it'll spray on that and not me.
Just give it a crack first. The test crack.
The fizz.
Oh, you're good.
Oh yeah. That was crisp. That was a crisp one.
Because it's not really carbonated, so... I'm about done with mine, dude. I love
Jesus
this
Christ,
stuff.
Jesus Christ, fucking
so
open. What the fuck? There we go. All right. For your viewing pleasure, my first taste of a Yoo-hoo chocolate milk.
Now that the audio's working, we have this memorialized.
Oh, that was before I took the drink, by the way.
Oh.
All right.
I'll give it the L.
That's not bad. That's actually not too shabby.
I will say though, if you don't hate it and you're willing to try it again, I would say try the glass bottle because I'm almost thinking that the can might be a little richer.
Everything's better in a glass bottle.
Really?
Like, have you ever had Coke in a bottle?
Yeah.
Like, it's not McDonald's Coke,
right?
But, it's good.
I think I might like the can better than the bottle, but I need to try it again. It's been a while since I've had the bottle.
Daniel,
I love
why are
you.
Or Daniel? Oh my God, freaking! I can't say it. Nicole, why are you saying nope? Nope to what?
Are you not
a
Yoo-hoo fan?
Are you noping to Yoo-hoo?
Noping the Yoo-hoo?
I'm gonna keep drinking. This is actually pretty tasty.
I got a 12-pack, bud. We're
Dude,
good to go.
Sheesh.
So I saw a thing on Facebook I had to tag my wife in. And since you're not on the Facebooks.
I am not on the Facebooks.
Share with you separately. I shared this with her.
It says, by the time you realize my worth, I'll already be making, what's it, weenie-olies for somebody. Gross.
So it's a it's a hot, I don't even know if we're still going. I just heard a beep.
Kramer said, LOL, there you are.
There we are.
Well, so they must be able to hear us to some degree.
So it's a hot dog bun with cheese on top, and then a hot dog, and then ravioli.
Ravioli, like canned ravioli. Ravioli, give me the formuloli.
And it's...
Kramer, I don't know if you're here for it, but I just tried a Yoo-hoo for the first time.
He did.
It's delicious. It's not... No. It's not, you know, Kroger chocolate milk, but it's actually a pretty good close second, I gotta say.
It is.
As far as, like, other chocolate milks go...
Canned chocolate water.
Yeah, canned chocolate water. This isn't half bad.
What's giving me angry computer noises over here?
Well, maybe you need to update your pooter.
No.
I'm gonna keep drinking this thing. This is... I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little upset with myself that I've never had it until I was almost 30. Oh my Jesus Christ. That scared the shit out of me. I was not anticipating that. Kramer said, I can never drink one again. I chugged one at Warped Tour that had been baking in the sun. Oh, well, that was your first. Why would you do that, Kramer? I mean, I understand. It's Warped Tour, man. I've been there.
I at least like
it. I chugged a... Now, I can't even say a room temperature. A summer temperature Gatorade at Warped Tour. I can see where he's coming from.
And if you're gonna have a podcast that
I have snacks
isn't monetized, I bet that goes real good with that chalky water.
Oh man!
Cinnamon Toast Crunch popcorn, Cinnadust glaze.
I'll put hair on your balls.
I'll put balls on your hair.
There's not much of it left.
Oh,
I did make the comment to Kim today about shaving my head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's not happy about it.
Do you want to?
No.
Oh.
I want luscious locks, but my jeans decided otherwise, which is why 98% of the time you see me wearing a hat. I'm one of those guys. I'm becoming a hat all the time guy, and I hate it. I hate every fucking second of it.
I'll put it this way. It's like right in the start of winter. Like, it's not going to be winter. It's winter. It's happening.
Yeah. There was no winter is coming.
No.
It was like, oh, it's fall. Here's the 70s. And the next day it's like, it's 25 degrees.
Yeah. This is.
And then it hasn't left that.
This is premature snowulation. So that means you can wear a hat all the time. Everyone expects it. So right now is the perfect time to test run a shaved head.
Yeah, but I don't think...
You shave it and you throw the hat on.
I think for me, I couldn't shave my head.
I'll shave it for you before you leave.
No. I don't want to shave it. I don't care. I really... No. Okay.
I want to shave it.
No. No. I'm not Ben. You can't just shave my head.
No, but it's a good time to test it because you can just put a hat on if you're like, oh, I hate this. Put a hat on. 2 weeks.
Yeah, but then when I'm... But then when I'm
two
not...
2 weeks, you'll have hair again.
But then when I'm not wearing a hat, my head's cold. And we live somewhere where the air hurts our faces.
Tell your wife.
We're not Nicole living out in California where like cold day for them is like 80. That's probably not true. I think the high
60s probably.
The high for us today was like 28 degrees.
Yep.
And it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like lazily snowing. Oh my God, I can't even say words. It's been lazily snowing like every day for like the last like 5 days.
Yeah.
Very lazily, like nothing. Like
we've had one or two like downpours for like maybe an hour to where it like stuck for a bit.
Well, like last,
so, like there was like parts
last
that
week
are...
we had one. Like I think it was Saturday. It snowed. We actually had like the ground Saturday. Was covered and everything. Like
I think so.
And then like the next morning, you woke up, it was all fucking gone. But still, I guess you got to count it.
I like sneezed really hard earlier, and then started eating these popcorn things. And now like my throat feels goofy.
I know you sneezed. It spooked me.
You gotta like you. Like, I've learned to like really, like enjoy a sneeze.
Well, you're about to be a dad. It kind of just comes with the territory.
That's true.
You got to be as loud and obnoxious with your sneezes as you can.
Start doing it at work because you're in a shop anyway, so you could be as loud as you wanted.
Well, that's like when I get home from work, dude. I will sneeze and like blow my nose and like it's just black.
Mm. All the
dust. From all the dust and everything from work, like it's just yeah.
For anyone not viewing this later, I am happily. That's why I'm bummed that I'm having such a technical difficulty episode there to start. Because like I got out of the shower and I put on my khaki dickies.
We're actually oh shit.
Well, we are.
Us.
Look at that.
Look at us. We're khaki bros.
I got khaki dickies on. I've got a Vans shirt. My Vans shoes. Like a trucker cap?
I got my Vans.
Early 2000, Blink-182 and the earbuds, fucking pop punk skateboarding it.
I'm not wearing a red shirt, but I got my red hoodie on.
You do. We are khaki and red today.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do the red shoes, though. That's good. We're different.
No, I wore my black Vans. I don't know if you can see it on the camera or not. I wore my black Vans today. I got my Nike long socks on. I wore my old football socks because, you know, it's fucking cold.
It is cold. It's ridiculous.
It is, man. I'm at that point, and we're at that point where it's like, I need to like, decide what socks I want to wear. It's like, are these going to be warm today or not? See, Nicole said, California sucks donkey dick.
What?
It's not where I'd like to be. Jared lives in Vegas. He said it's in the 40s there.
Ugh.
Hella cold going from 65 to 45. That's how it was for us. We literally, I think last, it was either Thursday or Friday. I can't remember. It was 70 degrees. And yeah. Then, like, the next day, it was, like, 38. Like, there was no in-between. It was literally up here, and it just said, nah, fuck that, and just...
I don't think I ever...
Which, Jared lived here. He knows how that is.
I don't think I ever knew that Vegas, like, got that cold. I just thought it was, like, the same as California. Like, just always warm. Apparently not.
Well, I think, like, I had an old friend who, he moved to Arizona, and he said that, for cold for them is like, oh, even my aunts that live in Florida, like, because when you live there, like, your blood thins out. Mm. So, like, 45 degrees is like winter.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I went to, my aunt got married in January. It was my first time going to Florida. She got married in January, and it was like 55 degrees. And so us in Ohio, 55 degrees is like, you know, it's not quite spring weather. Like, I can put shorts on and maybe a hoodie and be comfortable. And I think that's what me and my dad and my brother were wearing, like khaki shorts, like a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we were like content. My aunts and like my grandma, my abuela, she gets mad when I call her grandma, my abuela, were all walking around earmuffs, winter coats.
That's insanity.
Like freaking UGG boots and... Like, they looked like it was, like, New York in the middle of January, like, and it was so funny, because, like, aren't you guys, like, freezing? And we're like, dude, no.
Yeah.
You guys, like, seriously? It gets, like, negative, like, 20 degrees in Ohio. It's 55 degrees. This is, like, summer for us right now.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Comfy. Comfortable enough. I'm looking forward to when it gets back to that again. That's the one thing I do like about winter, is that moment when it gets warm again.
The best thing about winter is when it ends.
Yeah,
that's exactly. All I got on it. I can't stand the cold. I don't mind the snow so much, but I seriously cannot stand the cold. I hate it.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. Like, I think I like how nice snow looks. It adds an aesthetic.
It is aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
And it doesn't have to be that damn cold to snow. That's the thing.
It only needs to be 32.
Yeah.
At least.
And it doesn't have to be windy. It can just snow. When you got that, like, it's just cold enough to snow and there's no wind, so you've got that dead quiet, like, those, like, big chunky flakes that are just lofting down slowly. Yeah. That's
you that get a, good, good. And it's like, you go outside, like, because when I lived over there across the street from you, when it would snow like that, I would go outside and just stand there. And you could almost, it was so quiet, you could also, it was almost like you could hear the snow fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was literally, like, it was so cathartic.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said, it's just so peaceful. Like, I would just stand there and just, like, watch. And
that's
like,
the perfect snowfall. I'm going to take a moment to try and look up on the computer here. We talked to Josh last week, and his campaign, I think, has another 2 weeks, maybe a week. I think it said 2 weeks. So anyone that has the opportunity to still contribute or hasn't contributed yet, it would be greatly appreciated. I'm so sleepy. And I have to get up early. I'm doing a cosplay thing tomorrow. I can't remember the last time I did a cosplay thing.
Mm.
I'm going to be Superman for the... Lima's doing the Healthy Kids Day.
Be Soups.
Mm-hmm.
Little Soups.
You should come with me. Bring Ollie.
Why?
Because it's like a Healthy Kids Day. They just have the kids like constantly doing like activities to run them out, like wear them down.
we're gonna have this big day to make your kids tired.
Yep, that's what it is.
Jared said, "I will say there is nothing like holidays back home in Ohio with the snow and all. Not the same in the desert with just the wind and the cold. Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Because it's probably like a dry cold, like kind of like how in the summer it's like a dry heat.
And unless you're in the middle of the city, there's nothing to block the wind.
Yeah, oh, God. Me and Kim were actually just talking like 2 or 3 days ago. I don't remember. I think we were watching Unsolved Mysteries, and they were talking about, I think they said something about Vegas. And Kim was talking about how she's like, I wouldn't mind going to Vegas. And I don't know. I'm kind of impartial. I don't really have a desire to go, but like, I would go. Like, I guess that's the only thing I can think of. It's like, I don't really
want
to go.
I
wouldn't go out of my way to be like, I want a vacation to Vegas. But like, if somebody was like, hey, we're going to Vegas, you want to come with us? I'd probably be like, hell yeah, I'll go. Fuck it. I've heard it's really not that expensive to go like vacation there.
No, I don't think that you have to spend a shitload of money. So.
Nicole said, lights on palm trees just don't hit the same. No, they do not. And I've always wondered that. I've asked my aunts because my one aunt, she moved up from Florida to New York. But I still have one of my aunts and my abuela. And I have two aunts and my abuela that live in Tampa and West Palm Beach. And I always ask them, I was like, I feel like it would be so hard to get in like the Christmas spirit when like, you know, because you watch the Christmas specials and all it is, it's snow and, you know, all of that kind of like the Christmas aesthetic. And then like in Florida on like Christmas Day, you walk out and it's like 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Like I feel like it would be so hard to like get into the Christmas spirit when most of the aesthetic you have for Christmas isn't even like an option for you.
Right.
I feel like it would like really bum me out. They seem to not have any problems with it, but I mean, I guess when you live there for that long, I guess you kind of just get used to it. I thought you were opening another Yoo-Hoo.
I would. I've only had two.
Did you only bring two in?
Yeah.
Gotta get that monster in, don't you?
I know. Oh, man.
I will say this. It was kind of funny because before when we were not having our audio,
yeah,
you guys missed my beautiful rendition of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I was singing Tears for Fears.
Oh, yeah.
You guys missed it. Sorry.
Dude, it's amazing what just a little bit of technical difficulties can do. Like, I feel like there's no way if you could go back in time that we're on the same path or trajectory we would have been on. I feel tired now compared to what I was when we first started.
Technology's exhausting.
I feel less interested. Like, I'm just like, when's this thing over? Like, hey. I was so excited, like, to get going tonight. Like, we were, like, slightly early / on time with it, and then all of a sudden, like, I was like, oh, we got Yoo-Hoo for the first time. I got some Cinny Toast Crunch.
Some Cinny Toast.
I was all pumped. But then, like, I got my shower in, a cool outfit. I was so pumped. It's like first day of school. But then I got on the bus and someone fucking took my lunch money.
Back to school. You got your lunch packed up, your shoes tied tight.
Yep.
Better hope you don't get in a fight. Yeah. Back to school. Damn it, now I just want to watch Billy Madison.
I do too now.
I haven't watched that in a while.
I haven't either.
Was it here? Was it on here or was it I was either on here or I was at work. Did we talk last week about Adam Sandler movies at all?
No, I don't think so.
Then it might have been a conversation I was having at work where
a fun conversation.
We were talking about our favorite Adam Sandler movies.
Okay.
Like, we were talking, like, our top three favorite Adam Sandler movies.
I'd have to sit and ponder that. That's not a list I have ready.
I mean, I
do enjoy some Adam Sandler, though. Like, a lot of people dog on him for his style, and that's fine if you don't like it, but
my top, I like it. I could easily do a top two, because I know what my top two are, but I feel like a third one, like, for, like, a top three, I feel like is so interchangeable between, like, three or four different movies. Because my favorite Adam Sandler movie is Little Nicky.
It's a good one.
I fucking love that movie.
I do too.
And Billy Madison. And then like for the third one, it's like, oh man, it's like, I want to say Happy Gilmore.
I feel like Happy Gilmore would actually beat Billy Madison for me. Because I actually didn't see Billy Madison until a little bit later compared to the other stuff. So like Happy Gilmore I'd seen. But Yeah, it was mostly newer movies. The oldest, one of the oldest ones I had watched was Happy Gilmore. And then I like everyone talked about Billy Madison, how like it's the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's just because you had to see it when it came out. You had to be a part of it.
Yeah, you had to be a part of the, you had to ride the wave with everyone.
It's a good fucking movie, dude.
It is.
It's a good movie. But for me, I'm like, I don't feel that connection to it where I'm just like, it's just one of his good movies. Like, I don't find that connection. I think you had to be there for it.
Yeah.
To make it hit that hard. But no, it's a good movie. I really like it. I don't know if it's like, it's definitely not my favorite one.
Nicole said Big Daddy.
See? Big Daddy, See,
Big
Mr.
Daddy,
Deeds.
And 51st Dates.
51st Dates is good.
Yeah. And he even has like his some of like his serious movies too, like Spanglish isn't bad.
I don't know if I watched any of his
Punch Drunk Love.
Click was the closest thing I've seen to serious.
Yeah, Punch Drunk Love was really good.
I haven't seen that
one. Uncut Gems.
I haven't watched Uncut Gems.
You haven't watched Uncut Gems?
I haven't watched it.
Waterboy, yes.
Waterboy.
Dude, I just watched The Waterboy like a week ago.
Say Waterboy, I'd put in that
water
like...
Water sucks. It
like really, when you really meant, like, you got 51st Dates, and like that's, there's like, that's a class.
See, I would say like, Little Nicky, Waterboy, and yep. Billy Madison are probably my three.
Little Nicky and Waterboy are definitely a class. I don't know where I'd put Billy Madison. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore are a class. Like, that's a level. You, like, they're
I just and I also I tend to just ignore the Grown Ups movies.
I don't think of them as Adam Sandler movies. I just think of those as
the tandem, you know, like,
yeah, like
the,
he's
that,
in
that
them.
Group, that group yeah. of guys.
Like, he's in them, but that's just, yeah, that's a combination movie.
It's an ensemble film. It's like the Avengers of, like, I don't know, like middle aged comedians. I mean, come on, look at the lineup.
I'm trying to think, who's the second biggest guy in that?
I mean, I guess it depends who you think. I mean, David Spade, Rob Schneider,
right?
Kevin James, Chris Rock.
I feel like James is the second to that movie. Maybe Rock.
Like, I don't know, because,
like,
I mean,
it's
the,
Adam
Sandler's movie
family,
yeah,
but
like,
it,
like, focus. There's... He's his family's the focal mm-hmm. point of the movie, and I feel like the three of them. I wouldn't say it's Spade.
No.
Spade's kind of like the,
well,
the standout.
And Schneider.
Or
like the. So
I would say probably Kevin James if I had to guess. Or Chris okay. Rock. One of those two. But I would say probably Kevin James.
It's been too long. Too much time has passed.
Yeah.
But when you said something about that movie and not an Adam Sandler movie, then I said it's a combination. I had a song in my head and I was. All of that was just to get to settle the moment in my head where I was like. I'm watching Sandler. I'm watching Kevin James. I'm watching combination Adam Sandler, Kevin James. Yeah.
He had to make a jingle
I'm
about
sorry.
It. That's fine.
I'm so tired now. And that was where my brain was.
You know, and it's funny because, like, despite, like, we've been super busy at work lately. Like, obviously going into the holidays, no matter where you work, it's the busy time.
Yeah.
But we've actually been having some pretty good some pretty good conversations in, like, in the mix of, like, like the 5 minutes of downtime I felt like I've had all week. We were talking about one of my coworkers, Brian. He's big into Doctor Who, so he was talking at me about Doctor Who today because
mm-hmm.
I don't know a damn thing about Doctor Who, so I was just kind of taking in the information that he was talking to me about. But it's one of those things where it's like. You know, he was talking about Doctor Who, but it was in like regards to like real world situations.
Right.
But like the other day we were talking about my boss is a big gamer and he plays video games. We were talking the other day about like the state of like where video games are now. Because Modern Warfare 2 is now out. You know, everybody's been playing that, except for you.
Yep.
And
not me.
Wish you would do that. Me and Drew have been playing it a lot lately together. And we got to talking the other day. And, you know, I was just like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to talk about video games this week. I was like, we don't do that very much. So here's my video game topics. Well, we got on to the topic of how, like, the state of, like, what the video games are now. Like, think about the gaming industry as it is now compared to, like, even go as far as, like, maybe 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously it's a 15-year time difference. It's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking about how, you know, I think nowadays I can't – it's hard for me to hold a lot of video game developers and stuff in high regard because I feel like nowadays you can put out a half-ass game at launch and then, like, they just have the mentality of, oh, well, we'll just patch it later.
Yeah, or we'll which just I don't like or, that mentality.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was saying. I was like, dude, if you go back to, like, shit, even, like, modern, like, the first Modern Warfare 2, which I think came out in 2009, because I think the first one was 07. Like, Modern Warfare, like, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare was, possibly. I think it was 07, then I think Modern Warfare 2 came out in 08 or 09. But, like, I was telling Drew, I was like, you know, back in our day,
November 10th, 2009.
Because my nephew is 17. And I was just like, you know, like back in our day, like when you put a game out, that was the game you got. Glitches and bugs and all.
Yeah.
You know, and you just had to deal with it. That's just how it was. But back then, the games, they took their time on the games because they didn't have that option to go back in and fix it. So they were more like articulate with it. Like they made sure that those things weren't there. Or at least not as, you know, prevalent.
Well, even when it became, like, online, there was still, like, a lag in how quickly they could get to fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember playing Call of Duty 2.
Big Red 1.
Like, just literally, yeah, that's literally Call of Duty 2, like World War 2. And online...
Josh said, you both are matching cute.
Yeah.
It was by accident.
Online, that was, I don't know, man. That was like a pivotal moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
core memory.
Rooming with a buddy of mine, like on my own for not the first time, but early on my own for the first time. I'd been on my own for a bit, but it was still very early. I don't know, just it was very crucial to my development at that point. And there were like one of the great things about that was finding the glitches
because yeah.
they couldn't keep up with it at first. Like they didn't have the technology for that type of stuff. So I forget what the name of that. It wasn't glitches then. There was a name for that because you would find like a spot in the map where
it was just a glitch.
I thought there was like another name besides glitch.
We always called it glitch.
I can't remember what we called it, but there was like you would, jump at a certain spot or throw a grenade down while you jump or something. All of a sudden you'd be off the map and you could just sit there and snipe people, and they couldn't even see you.
Mm-hmm.
They could stand in front of you and shoot you, and it wouldn't do anything. And they'd be pissed, because, I mean, you're cheating. But,
yeah,
I mean, I did it sometimes. Well, it's like... It was fucking funny. Like, you get... And that was when, like, you didn't do party ups. Like, you went into the lobby, and you heard people screaming at you and calling you the worst foul things they could. So...
That's what I always tell them. I was like, dude, if I can survive Modern Warfare 2 lobbies, I can survive anything. But, like, you know, I was telling them, I was like, you know... Because nowadays they're like, oh, well, we can put out this half-ass game and, you know, first day, we'll just do first day patches on it to fix blah, blah, blah or whatever. And then over time, you know, and I was like, and they would do like DLCs were a thing, but they weren't anything like what they are now. Like I remember when Modern Warfare 2, the original Modern Warfare 2 came out, like every like 6 months, maybe a year at most, they would do map packs. You go to the Xbox Live Marketplace, you would spend $20 and you could buy a map pack that had like four or five new maps in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That was the extent of like DLC. And like nowadays, like you know, you have like the Battle Pass and like all this extra shit. And it's like, I think the game, like the gaming industry where it as is now, is overcomplicated for no reason. Like maybe that's just the old head in me. Like, you know, like
what's complicated?
Just everything. Everything, like I think everything is just too overcomplicated for no reason at all. Right. Whether it being just like the interface on the games or like the integration of like the battle passes. And I'm not just talking about just Call of Duty. I'm talking about just across the board, just gaming in general. Like it doesn't seem like there's such thing as simplicity in gaming anymore. And I kind of miss that because, you know, look at our generation who played Super Mario 64 and Pokemon Red and Blue and Green and Crystal and Silver and blah, you know, all the way up through. Like, look at the simplicity of what those games were, like, in hindsight. They were the simplest things, but yet we have such core memories with them because of the impact that they had on us. And now I'm sure, you know, for kids that age with where the gaming industry is now, that's what they know, so they'll have that same thing. But it's like, it just seems so overly complicated for no reason.
Yeah, I think that
there's just too much going on. It's loud.
I'm confused because I don't know if I had the what you call Big Red One. Was that what it was initially called originally?
Call of Duty Big Red One. I think it was Call of Duty 2 was called Big Red
there
One.
There is Call of Duty 2 Big Red One, but I had the I had the Game of the Year edition.
I didn't really dive really deep into Call of Duty until the first Modern Warfare game came out.
See, I think at one point there was literally just Call of Duty 2. So I don't know. I've never heard of Big Red One, unless that's what it was called, and I just didn't know it. But I don't remember there being a tagline to it. I thought it was just Call of Duty 2.
Big Red One.
Oh, well. That's off topic. We talked about like some of like the older games that got us into gaming or... just being nostalgic in general, like what's some of the stuff that we liked.
GoldenEye.
Yeah, like you talk about GoldenEye and you talk about the original Mario, or if you get into Mario 3, or, you know, you talk about Pokemon, like you talk about that stuff. Like, I still think that my pinnacle, it's the level of gaming that advanced to where I was enjoying it because it was so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But then as it's advanced from there, it's where I start agreeing with you on, like, we're too advanced. I'm not too advanced to enjoy it. You can still have fun with this stuff. Like, I think it's great that technology is advancing. And I'm not trying to sound like an old guy that says it needs to go back to the way it was. Like, no, move forward. That's great. I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I'll be the guy. Go back.
In my development, though, like, for me, I think that I think Call of Duty 2, like, and I'm not talking Black Ops. I'm talking Call of Duty 2. And... Halo, just literally Halo, Xbox original.
Blood Gulch.
I think that that's that era that I think was like perfect for me.
And
that was just enough of technology advancement where I was like, this is insane. And you'd play for hours with your friends. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Hours on end. And after that is when it started to almost become like a serious thing. Like, if you're going to play a game, like, you're investing. And it's like watching a fucking film, which looks stunning and it's smooth and the graphics are great. Like, I get all that, but you start to take away the idea of playing a game and it, which again, there's nothing wrong with that, but for some people that becomes more of an experience, and if that's what you're looking for, that's great. And that makes sense that it led to VR then, because that's enhancing that experience.
Yeah,
and
it's just kind of like dialing it up to 10.
And I think that's why I like mobile games so much. I think that's why I enjoy mobile games so much. Mixture of anxiety, and it feels like a game.
Well, I mean, even like you said, Halo, like, if Jared's still in here, it says he's still in here, he can vouch for me. Me and Jared and my cousin Justice, when we were in middle school, my cousin had the original, like, Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
It had, like, the boat controllers. Mm-hmm. And seriously, me and Jared would go over there. We would spend the weekend there, and we would play Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Halo 2, and we would just do the three of us split screen.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do, like, just rocket launchers and, like, sniper rifles.
Yep.
And we would play for hours.
That was the best.
Hours and hours. We would stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning playing Halo, getting yelled at because we're being too loud. Like, and we would do that all the time. And then, like, that progressed into, like, when I was in high school, like, or after I was, like, well, I mean, it kind of qualifies, but not for what I'm talking about. Like, and then, like, after I graduated, like, we would go to fucking Ben's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do LAN parties. when Halo 3 came out.
One thing that sucks, I've
or
never
no, Halo
done...
4.
I've never done a LAN party.
When Halo 4 came out, it was Kramer, Josh Thompson, Ben, Doug, and Josh Cooley, and like we would all bring our Xboxes, or if we didn't have one, we would, you know, bring a second controller, and each one of us would set up in a different room, two per TV, and we would just play Halo all night. We'd just smoke a bunch of weed and play Halo.
Right.
Yes, Jared. Yes, the good old days. Yeah. Those were the good old days, man. But like, but that's what, that's exactly my point. Those were the good old days, and I know that every generation says that, and this is just me being a product of my generation.
Like our kids are going to have a moment in their 20s and 30s where they talk about how things were great when they were a kid.
Yeah.
Because things are so much better in your personal life when you're a kid. Like, not always. Like, there are wonderful things about being an adult.
And, you know,
when you can buy kid toys with
Exactly. It's like I've always said, dude, nostalgia is a drug.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not addicted to, I don't have an addictive personality, but I am so addicted to nostalgia, it's insane.
I do have an addictive personality.
And, you know, I'm glad that we even brought that up, because I was actually just thinking about that the other day, because I was talking with my cousin, and we were talking about, you know, how, you know, the shit we used to get into when, you know, we would be together every weekend, and, you know, playing Halo, or, you know, playing Call of Duty, or, you know, this or whatever, you know, skateboarding in the street, and, you know, it kind of just gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling, and, you know, you're just like, fuck, man, that was awesome. I didn't realize it at the time, just skateboarding in the middle of the street, but it's like, those were like the greatest moments of my life. You know, just doing kickflips in the street and grinding on the waxed curb that we had out front of his house.
Yeah.
That I eventually ended up moving into and living in.
Is it possible to have nostalgia for something that you can still do?
I think yes, but I think it's like a different kind of nostalgia.
Because you
can still do it, but I think what you're nostalgic for is the feeling that you had doing it when you were younger. Like the time of your life when you were doing it.
Because like I technically can skateboard, but
you could also go in the other room and simply play on Halo 2.
Well, I could. Now I've got everything in a tote.
But you see what I mean? But it doesn't have that same feeling as it did when you were 12, 13 years old.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's not so much what you're doing. I think you're just trying to capture that feeling you had at that point in your life when you were doing it.
Well, and I guess that's also my question. It's not that you can't do it. It's because I have a skateboard. I can go out and skateboard. And sometimes I go out and skateboard, but I usually get tired way quicker because I'm out of shape right now.
My knee just gets hurt.
And then, like, I'm in pain. So it's like, it's not that you can't technically do it. I think the idea, I don't know, like I'm curious. I'm like breaking down nostalgia now.
Don't ruin nostalgia for me.
No, I'm not
don't
ruining
it. Don't think too hard about it.
I guess for me, my point is like, I can't go out and skateboard for hours like I used to and feel good. And so I'm nostalgic. And it had to be something you enjoyed, something you had fun doing. You're not nostalgic for a terrible time.
But let me ask you this, though. Have you ever felt nostalgic for something you never experienced? For example, like what I was talking about a little bit ago.
With the 80s.
Yeah, I get the 80s is my favorite decade. And I get full of jealous rage when, like, my mom would tell me, because she knows how much I love the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll just tell me, like, oh, in the 80s we did blah, 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 and then there was blah, blah, blah. I literally can feel myself getting angry, not at her, but, like, just angry because I'm like, there's nothing more in this world I would love to experience more than living in the 80s.
Right.
Like, so it's almost, like, it's almost like I feel, and anytime, like, I feel, like I was telling you earlier, like, my TikTok, like, my For You page is a lot of, like, 80s aesthetic stuff, and it's like, when I watch those things, I feel that same sense that I feel like when I'm feeling nostalgic.
Right.
Even though I never experienced the 80s, I almost still feel like borderline nostalgic for one.
Yeah. No, I think that
I haven't had a Yoo-hoo in so long, and now I suddenly want one. Thanks, Ian. Josh, if you were here before, you would have realized that this was my first Yoo-hoo I have ever drank in my entire life.
Yep. I forced him.
Yep. And it was delicious.
I love them.
It was not, you know, Kroger chocolate.
Not Kroger.
But it was still good. But yeah, so like I get that feeling, that warm fuzzy feeling of like that I do feel like when you feel nostalgic, even though I never got to experience it.
Like you're watching a film of a time period or something, you might feel interested in that time period. That's kind of
warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had those moments with certain time periods of things. They 107.7 radio station here in the Dayton, Ohio area this morning. I think it was this morning that they brought it up, but it was this week for sure. On my way to work, they had brought up something about like people's love for the 80s and certain songs and that. And I think somebody had mentioned, like, because you text in, write on Facebook, whatever, to answer a question they ask each morning. And one of the mornings, someone had must have made some comment about that time period. I think that's what it was, like if you could live in any time period or something like that. And
the 70s or the 80s is exactly where I'd go.
I put on mine late 90s, early 2000s, because that was my middle school, high school years. And I said for the
9/11
for the nostalgia and like the aesthetic, like that type of thing. The music,
JNCO jeans.
JNCO jeans. The gigantic ball necklaces.
God, I forgot about those. Yep.
And what's funny is
they were almost like chokers.
Yeah, they were chokers.
Like the Hardy Boys necklaces.
Like they're okay. So basically, they're for those that have no idea, they're ceiling fan chains, but they were like bigger.
They almost looked like fishing weights.
I was like as big of a nerd, and I mean,
it was like a necklace of pinballs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like a choker. Like it was.
And I might be remembering this different. My nostalgia might be wrong. I was not popular in school at all. Like I, and this isn't like a credibility thing. Like I don't like that I was a fucking nerd or freak in school. But one of the things I had going for me was I was able to find somewhere one of those choker ball chains that like they were literally probably the size of pinballs. They weren't that heavy, but like they were huge, and people were just like, where the fuck did you find that? Because they were never that big. I mean, they were you know, size peas are a little bigger. They're bigger than that. But no, I had my one I had was like,
I mean, I remember seeing people like shit. You know, like those gumballs you get from like a 25-cent machine. I remember seeing people that were wearing those necklaces that like they were like the size of a gumball.
See, where I was at, that was insane.
Well, yes, I lived in Sydney when I was that age. Yeah.
I will say, unfortunately, though, I was never able to afford the, I could never like bring the JNCO game. I had JNCOs, but they were never the.
Oh no!
They were never the bit. They were. They weren't the 22-inchers. Like they were
the 22-inchers.
They were bigger than any pair of pants I have now. But they were never that. Like there was a couple kids in school that. Well, did you send me the TikTok of the guy that was rollerblading?
And he pulled a fucking Super Nintendo out of his back pocket. And I'm seriously, he pulled out a whole ass console.
Yes.
He was on rollerblades.
Yep.
And with he JNCOs. Fucking had it with JNCO jeans, yep. And he fucking turns around, he pulls a Super Nintendo console out of his back fucking pocket.
That was awesome.
I was like, I've got to send this to Adam. He'll appreciate this.
That was awesome. That was my era. Like, that looked like someone that would have went to our school, except he probably would have made fun of for being like too
JNCO.
Yeah, too JNCO. The open shirt with the chest out and all that, yeah.
It's like I always said, the devil may wear Prada, but Jesus wore JNCO jeans.
There you go.
I had said that
to finish off what I was saying, the two places I texted in, I would want, and they read my thing. They usually always read it on the air because I don't think they get that many things. So if I write in, very rarely do they not get to it. But I had said that time period because it was my high school, middle school, high school days for those reasons. And then the second place I would choose was the 1800s American West. And I said my reason was because by now I would either be a senior citizen or dead. So that was my reasoning to want to go back there. I've always had like a kind of a passion for like that era too, like that. I have a romanticism for the American West based on Westerns though, and I think that's bullshit. Like,
well, like now that we're on the topic, I mean, yeah. I think if it were me, if they were like, here's a time machine, it's unlimited, you can go wherever you want and stay as long as you want. The butterfly effect is not in effect here.
Right.
Like, I seriously, I was like, I told, because me and Kim talk about this kind of frequently, I would go back to like probably like 1970, maybe four, maybe even 73. And I would just live from like 73 through like 90.
Right.
But like my reasoning for it, it's not for, I mean, yeah, for the 80s, it would be like the aesthetic. But for me, my biggest reason would be for cinema.
Yeah.
I mean, from like the 70s and the 80s had everything. Like, could you imagine going back and being able to see, like, for me personally, like seeing Jaws on the big screen the opening weekend it came out?
Right.
Or that, like experiencing the Star Wars original trilogy.
Yeah.
You know, when they came out like that. That's one thing what that kind of sucks for me.
Is like you don't have to go back in time for that, but it's still difficult to experience because you do need to, like you had the option, you only had the option to see it on the big screen at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Until it eventually came out on some physical copy. But at the time, almost anyone that saw it on the big screen.
Yeah. So, and movies were in theaters for like a year.
Right. So like nowadays, like if you, like we have projectors now, like those are a dime a dozen anymore. Like you can find projectors everywhere. That'd be the only chance that our kids would have to actually see this stuff kind of the way it was meant to be seen. Well, I think we have an extra one, so.
Don't you have like three?
No, we have two, I think.
I remember you brought one to my house last Christmas because we used it. It was pretty badass.
Last Christmas, I turned on the projector.
He did. I was in the living room. We watched Disney Plus. Actually, I think we turned on The Mandalorian, but that's beside the point.
Somebody did mention, though, like in that texting thing, like texting the radio, like you think you want to go back, and then you realize, like, you know, like they were like, do you think kids today could go back to the 80s? Like you were talking about the 80s. Like, do you think you could send a kid back to the 80s today?
Shit, no.
Like
they wouldn't last a week.
They'd be
actually, I'd give them like 2 days before they go fucking insane.
Because I mean,
because they have to entertain themselves.
Yeah,
like you didn't have like the internet or like phones. Like, and this even goes for our generation, even before the 80s.
I'll say I've gotten used to that
after
stuff.
The 80s.
Like I grew up. Like I don't have a huge nostalgia for the 80s because I was born in the 80s. So I grew up in the 90s. So yeah, I still think the 80s are cool. I like the aesthetic a lot, but like. It wasn't the generation before me. It was that half generation.
Mm-hmm.
Those weird like splits where it's like it could have been like an older brother, which I didn't have.
Yeah.
But it would have been like an older brother to me was the 80s. Like kind of my mom because she had me very young. So she's an 80s kid.
But like I think – oh, shit. I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about? Oh, like going back. I think like – because if you think about it now like – with just like with kids now, I mean, any of so much as even just teenagers to, you know, like my son's age, like four, like if you were to like take them, like, all right, let's say a 16-year-old, let's just for a frame of reference, if you were to take a 16-year-old now and pluck them and drop them in like 1985.
Mm-hmm.
I would give them 2 days. You know, and that's where I think like it's that's why I kind of like where like our generation is, because I mean, yeah, you're 8 years older than me, but like I'm even still kind of that way. I was born in 93.
Right.
So like I experienced the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like even in the early 2000s, like. Yeah, the internet was kind of in its infancy still, but like you still had to go outside to keep yourself entertained. Like during the summertime, summer break, from the moment you woke up, you were outside until the streetlights came on, sometimes even later, depending on, you know, the parents.
Mm.
And it was that way every single day. You were never concerned about being inside. Like, or, you know, yeah, there was video games, but like video games is what you would do when you came inside at night and you would play video games from the time you came in until 3 o'clock in the morning when you finally crash from being exhausted.
Right.
Like from spending the night at your friend's house. Like,
say we didn't have like I had opportunities to be in town. Like my great grandma lived in a small town. So I was able, anytime I visited her, I had friends in that town that we'd run around, but.
Plus socializing.
I grew up in the country. So well, like, yes, I still played outside a lot and I still like, had to play, but yeah, I was skateboarding in the driveway or in the basement before it was refinished. Like, cause I don't think the entire time I lived there, it was ever finished. I think it was after I moved out. So it was always concrete. So
yeah,
I'd go downstairs. I rollerbladed before I skateboarded. I was a big rollerblader as a kid. So rollerblading is cool.
I just think if you look at it in terms of like, cause even like a 16-year-old now, like, which I'm guilty of this too, so I can't really blame it on just a 16-year-old. Like back then, you had to socialize.
Yeah, but
like,
I also
but you had to socialize face to face with people,
right?
Not so much of like, oh, well, I met this person and we've been talking for months,
but I've never seen them.
But I've never seen their face, right, or I've never met them in person,
right?
And then like you would go and you'd meet them in person and potentially just be like, oh, well, okay.
You don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say. You don't know how to act.
I am curious on if the difference is worth it, because another thing that I think of is you see these Facebook posts all the time of these old guys that are like in their like 50s and 60s, and they're just like, yeah, man, like kind of what you were saying, but they're like being really like shitty about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, back in my day, we drove without seat belts and we didn't care if you smoked in the car with the kid and all this stuff. I was like, I don't understand why you're bragging about these things. Like, you're saying it makes you more of a man, but it's like, even what you were just talking about, like, I'm not putting it down. I'm curious now, because it's like, yeah, I grew up in the same way that you did in that sense. Like, you know, we had to go outside and do something or you'd go crazy because there's nothing to do at home.
Yeah.
But you like, got cabin at the same time, real quick. Where I grew up at, out in the country, we were, you know, one, we're out in the country, so you don't have the in-town luxuries as most people. And then you're looking at, like, Ohio before the internet was easy. Like, we had internet
lucrative
when I was in school.
Yeah.
So before all that, so, like, people used to say all the time, like, California was 10 years ahead of you.
Mm.
So, like, and I think about now we're about caught up with each other. So when something happens, it's popular
everywhere.
Nicole,
do you have hoverboards yet?
Right.
If you're 10 years, if California's 10 years ahead, do you have some hoverboards over there?
But, like, we were just behind the times. So,
because it had to make its way over here.
Yeah. So, like, when you're talking about, like, what did you guys do? Like, explain to me how my life was better because I didn't have the internet or video games because I was socializing. Because by 14, we were smoking cigarettes. By 15, we were driving around drinking. And by 12 and 13, before we could even smoke and drink, we would ride our bikes everywhere, and we'd be out in the woods with pocket knives carving trees, and like my one friend would blow up frogs with firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone that. It made me feel awful that he did that, but like that's what kids were doing. And
how
does that make you a good person because you were doing shit like that? Well,
you're being
creative. It's like
whatever you could do just to keep yourself occupied.
Right. So like was that actually better for me to be blowing up animals, smoking and drinking before I could drive a car? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then you go back to these guys that are like, oh, I grew up I was a teenager in the 70s and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah. And you probably did even worse shit than I did. Like just cause you were bored. And it's like now a kid like has access to video games and that, and like, if you are monitoring that and you're not just letting, like, when you have a 12-year-old that's like, you fucking twat, I fucked your mom. Like, that's a problem. Like, no matter what age.
Well, it depends. If he's in a Call of Duty lobby, that's
normal.
That's normal.
But, like, you know, you can, I don't know, like, they're not out doing anything harmful. They're not smoking and drinking.
They're not doing drugs.
Right. So it's like, I really don't know. And I'm not arguing either point. I'm literally, that's a devil's advocate thing. Thanks, Ben. Where I'm just going to say, like, well, what if? Because, like, I don't know the answer. I guess that's what I'm saying is I don't have an answer to that, so I'm curious if someone wants to chime in sometime. Like, it's easy to be nostalgic and say, like, the way I grew up was better, but it's just like, was it? Like, I don't like that kids are too obsessed with technology today either, but, like,
I think it's for convenience.
Yeah, well, and that is the point. Like,
mm-hmm. But you know that goes for every generation because of it's the technology of the time.
Right.
Like when we were that age, we were saying that because we at that point had the best technology that was available to us. Now it's the same thing. Just you know we're used to things being simpler. Like right. like going back to what I said about video games. Like you know we're used to like the Game Boy Color, like 8 and 16 bit like games where it was simple and to the point. Yeah. Where now video games, like you said now, like the graphics are cinematic and games are, you know, telling, you know, these huge overarching stories mm-hmm. and narratives, which is a good thing. I'm not putting that down. I'm just using this as an example for comparison.
Yeah.
But like, I think the older you get, I think you kind of yearn for that sense of simplicity. Because
life gets hard,
because
man.
Life gets hard. And I think that's why nostalgic is such a very powerful sense.
Yeah.
Because you think back to that because you're like, ah, man, times were just so simple. All you had to do was just worry about what you were going to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you woke up and you're like, oh, I'm going to go to the public swimming pool and, you know, I'm going to spend my entire day there. Or I'm going to go just skateboard around town and whatever I get into.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to sit here and play video games. That was your extent on what you had to do, you know? Yeah. And now, you know, like for me, for example, you know, being almost 30, I've got a wife, I've got two kids, I own a home. Like, there's a lot of stuff that, like, I got to go. I don't want to, but it's not so much like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
When you're a kid. Now it's, I have to do this. I have to go here.
Yeah.
I have to go to work because I have to pay the bills. So I have a place to live.
Yeah.
I have food to eat. Like, you didn't have that responsibility or sense of urgency, you know? So it just kind of, you yearn for that simplicity, I think. And I think that's why nostalgia can be such a powerful entity almost in itself because it can drive you mad almost, like if you let it get to you too much. And you know there's a sense of appreciation and like longing for that feeling again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know there's the intensity of it. It's like I will do anything for that feeling again. And you know it can consume you. It really can, and it can drive you mad.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I guess that's just life. The reason that we're nostalgic for things is just because we knew, you know, we loved and enjoyed it. And, you know, you have that happy memory of what that, like that core memory of, you know, those moments and those experiences and, you know, being able to look back and, you know, you may not be able to experience the moments again, but you can put yourself kind of back in your own shoes to a degree where you can say, you know what, you know, I may not be able to experience that moment again, but at least I have this.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, I think that's almost just as good.
Yeah.
Especially as an adult and especially in having my own kids now, you know, and having my own kids now, I, you know, you want to give them those moments, you know, you want, like, I want Oliver to grow up and be nostalgic for the things that, you know, me and him did together
mm-hmm.
or, you know, things we do as a family because we do a lot of stuff collectively as a family, like a family unit. So, you know, as much as I yearn for those moments for myself, I want those moments for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully one day that's a thing.
It will be. I think it just all naturally just is.
Yeah.
It's just the natural.
And you'll have those with Zelda.
I know. Zelda. We went to Walmart today to get some stuff. I had to actually drop off some pop vinyls for a friend that she bought. So I had to drop those off. And I was like, we're going to swing by Walmart and get a few things. And
gonna go to Walmart.
Obviously, I had to get some TP because, you know, that's something you need in the house. But we were just looking around and it was like, walking by the baby stuff, I was like, you know, anytime we walk past a section, I'm like, anything we need? She's like, no. Anything you want? No.
Nicole said, you guys haven't told me what horror guys you want. Freddy, Pennywise, Chucky. Honestly, I meant to, like when you sent the message in our group thread, I meant to, and then like I think I was going to reply, and then I think I got distracted by like my child or something. That
pretty much always happens to me, especially if I check it at work. So I'll like, I don't like notifications, so I'll check it. But if I'm at work, I can't just be on my phone very long, so I'll like forget to go back to
Nicole,
it.
And I can tell you this: this is exactly what I was going to type. Anything. I don't even have to really take requests. Literally anything is perfectly fine. I'm not the biggest fan of Chucky.
Shayna would want a Michael Myers. That's her obsession.
Michael would be good.
I don't think that...
Because you have a Jason, don't you?
I have a Jason.
Because I had Ghostface and the Jaws one.
Well, you have those little... I don't know if she's talking about those.
Wait, are you talking about the little bead things? Or yeah. Are you talking about like what you made for like the knitting thing that you did for Zelda?
I think she's talking about
like those. One of those.
I think she's talking about these guys.
Oh, when it comes to like those, oh man, a Ghostface and a like a Freddy and Mike, or a, for me a Ghostface, a Jason, and like a Michael would be like.
I know
like,
she's got a Jason pattern. Yeah, Michael would be why my wife.
I don't know why Jason. In my head I was thinking she was talking about those like bead things that she did.
And like I said, like let us know what like the cost of this stuff is, and including your time, because it's worth it to us to like compensate you for doing these.
Absolutely,
it's amazing. Like
I absolutely would love to.
It genuinely makes me happy to see this stuff come in, because it's good work. And it's pop culture icons that we like. So, yeah, don't feel like you have to like give anything away, because it's worth your time 100% to get paid for it. So,
and I have your Venmo, so don't think I won't send you money.
And I can get your Venmo from him. So,
and I'll do it too. Don't think I won't give it to him. I'll do it.
That's right.
You can't say no. Actually, she could decline our send, but you won't. No. I'll just keep sending it to you.
You take our money.
Yes, take it.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on and on about stuff. Like I said, happily pay. Shayna's would be Michael and Godzilla. She loves Godzilla.
I have all next week off. I'll check into it.
All right.
Nicole, we don't deserve you.
I know.
I feel like we say that quite a bit.
We don't deserve a lot of our... Like, Nicole's very active on here, so like she gets all of our love and always will. But like, you know, just to like... spread it out, like, you know, Jazz is entertaining in here when she hops in.
We have to spread our love all over these people.
You think of all the stuff that Josh and Dylan have done for us to get to where we're at now. Like,
yeah, and plus our moderators for
Yeah, like before we got to Twitch, like I had to figure everything out on my own. Like I didn't have friends that podcasted. I had to like go online, research it, watch videos, get equipment. And if it's a specific item, like a certain like interface, I could talk to the guys at the music store and some of them would have an idea. But like nobody podcasted in our group. It's a very common thing. So there was information out there, but it's not something I had experience with. It was just something I wanted to do therapeutic wise.
A lot of it was, I know we did it before, but a lot of it was pandemic.
Yeah.
Like something to give us something to do during the pandemic. I know we did
it before. We started
a couple months beforehand, but.
But then when it hit and you're just like, fuck, like here's this new thing that, and now you're like, there's nothing else to do. So.
Nicole said, Josh is the best. I'm loving his Pokemon content on Instagram. Well, he's the Pokemon guy, man.
He is.
He is the Pokemon.
I'll say definitely, I know that he streams earlier than we do, so I know that messes with you as far as hours go, but if you ever get the opportunity to watch his streams, or if you go back and watch them, I think it makes the most impact, I think, if you watch them live. But as long as
they see it.
Yeah. But if you can still go back and watch the video before it gets taken down, because they stay up for a while, definitely watch him. Like, he's also very, like, user-friendly, kid-friendly. We're on here just saying
we're buffering.
We're saying fuck, and Josh isn't one of those people. So
no, there we go. We're not buffering anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. It says the excellent live, whatever.
Excellent.
Technology tonight can like suck a fart.
It really is not doing us any favors.
Suck a fart like a bong hit and hold it. You ever seen Good Luck Chuck?
Yes.
Fucking
Not
love that scene.
Not a long time, but yes, I
love
have.
That scene. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. I'm pretty much spent for the evening.
That's fine, man. We can
like, I'm enjoying talking to you.
I mean, we're at our session time. I mean, so
and we
technically we're over
longer
it.
Because of all the technical difficulties. Yeah, thanks for just like letting us talk this episode. I know that it seems like that's all we do every episode, but we usually have like some sort of direction or something. Today was just one that we definitely dropped the ball on, in the sense of once the technology thing happened, I came in here completely scatterbrained. So it was a very kind of a slow rolling process of us just sort of hanging out. And then it turns into a conversation inevitably, because that's what we do when we hang out. But there wasn't a lot of structure to this episode at all. It was just a lot of like, oh, wait, we got to hold
hey,
up.
We I think she's talking. They're behind. You got to remember. They're probably buffering. Did you watch Barbarian yet? No, I have not watched Barbarian. Okay, Nicole, you got. Let me. I got to put something in perspective here for you. It's football season.
Yeah.
I watch football on Monday, on Thursday, on Saturday, and on Sunday. Mm. All day, every day.
Every day.
The only time I do not watch football is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Fridays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I'm playing fucking Call of Duty. I'm playing video games. Because I'm not watching football. And Friday, I don't get to do any of that because I come home from work, eat dinner, you know, get the kids taken care of, and then I come here. So
this is true.
If I watch Barbarian, it will probably be at the earliest mid-February. Well, actually, I don't know, maybe not, because college football ends in like the first week of January, first or second week of January. So
mid-February.
Get my poop in a group. You know what, Nicole? Okay. All right.
Get my poop in a group.
I have heard fantastic things about that movie, though. It is actually on my watch list.
Barbarian.
I have heard fantastic things about it.
Right on. I don't know. I don't think I've heard anything about the movie other than seeing some advertising and her saying to watch it, but I haven't heard like commentary on it.
I'm pretty sure Justin Long's in it. I think Justin Long's in it. The husband has been playing all the Call of Duty. It's happening right now as we speak. Yeah, because the Battle Pass is out now. It's actually worth playing. I've been playing Core Mode for the last like 3 weeks, and I fucking hated it.
It's so weird is as you said that, you look directly into the camera, and I just happen to be in... Again, if you're not on Twitch right now and you're listening to this episode later, I've moved over to the computer chair so that I can start the shutdown process when this happens. And so I sat back as he was talking, and I looked in the computer screen. I can't see Ian from where I'm sitting. I have the green screen behind me. But I look at the computer screen, and Ian just looks at the camera, and it looks like he's looking directly into my soul.
Good. Good. I hope you think about that later.
I will, as I finish.
Yeah, I've got a lot of movies on my watch list that I've got wrote down. Well, not wrote down. I made a note in my phone of like, these are things I need to make sure I watch once I have more time. I kind of do like a binge. I have a binge period that's like February through like roughly May, where like anything that I miss during football season, I will binge just the shit out of everything. Except right now, the only thing that I didn't, and I found time to watch it, is the new season of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh yeah,
like Unsolved Mysteries. I will. Oh, fuck, I haven't watched Titans yet. Nope. I keep forgetting about it.
And there is only 3 episodes.
Is there?
Yeah.
Shit. Well, they said it's only like part one, so it might just be that for right now. I don't know.
I think so.
But
it's weird.
Yeah, I have after tonight, because I watched one episode during dinner. I have 2 episodes of the new season of Unsolved Mysteries left. We watched the one about the body in the lake today.
I think we're caught up on that too, if I remember right.
And then, so I have 2 episodes left of it, but Unsolved Mysteries is its own thing. I will find time to watch Unsolved Mysteries. But other than that, like, I'm not really watching anything, mostly just because I don't want to get sucked into a series right now. And if Titans is only like the 3 episodes for right now, then shit, I might just hold off until the whole season's out.
Well, let me know. We'll figure it out. But like, obviously, just because of who's all on that HBO account. Like, I use yours, so it's showing that you've watched them, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we did that last time, too.
We had issues with that because you and I were watching the series at the same time.
Right.
And, yeah, I had to start writing down what episode I left off on.
See, I'll just keep informed with you. Like, yeah, hey, just like, in we've case. We've watched the first three now, so, like, when you go in, like, obviously those have all been watched, so.
Are they good?
Yeah, it's just, it feels a little different. Like, I don't know. I don't dislike it because I love that show. And the characters are all still good.
I do love that show.
But it's just doing some stuff where I'm like, I had made the comment while watching it. It's like, don't be weird. Like, don't do this to me. I like you. Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. I'll get to it. It's on my list. I also have, like, I still haven't watched Thor, Love, and Thunder. I bought Nope and haven't gotten to watch that yet. That's on the list.
I watched Nope on Kramer's Voodoo.
So I got a couple things. The list as of right now, the list isn't really that extensively long. So, you know, I might have an easy off season this year. We'll see. I never did get to watch Dahmer. Kim watched it without me.
I haven't watched that either.
So I might end up watching that on my own time. It's either that or what'll end up happening is I'm going to watch all this and then I'll just end up binge watching that 70 show again.
There you go.
Because that's what always fucking happens. It's always, oh man, I'm going to do this. And I'll get out, I'll sit out on the couch and I'll go to like whatever streaming platform I need to go to. And I'll be like, that 70 show. Season 1, episode 1 for the 1,000th time that I've watched that series. I hope that wasn't real.
Of course it was.
And of course it was.
Smells real.
Okay, we're done here. you done ruined it.
I just shit the podcast.
He really did. He got his poop in a group.
I did.
That's a new... I like that one. Thanks, Nicole, for that one. I've never heard that one before.
Speaking of poop.
You gotta now, don't you?
I put the squatty potty on my Elfster.
Nicole said, does Nope have aliens? I can't with aliens. I'm so nervous to watch it. Oh, you would get along with my wife so much.
Let me think.
Don't spoil anything. Because I do genuinely... Like, Nope is, like, at the top of my list of movies I want to watch.
It does have aliens.
Which I feel like the trailer kind of gave that notion.
Yes, but there is a twist that I won't spoil because it's not going to be what you expect.
Good. Dude, I can smell that all the way over here. Are you fucking kidding me? God damn it. Yeah, my wife hates aliens.
My wife.
My wife hates aliens. So, but like the thing about it is like the predators and like the xenomorphs, like the aliens you're supposed to be afraid of, she has no issue with. But like aliens like E.T. and like the little green aliens or like the aliens from Fire in the Sky. Oh man, she can't. She just can't with them. She won't. And I find it borderline hilarious because it doesn't make any sense.
Can't even.
I think she said it was all because she watched Signs. And I think she said that's where... Cause
Shana loves Signs.
I have made it a goal that I want to somehow... Because I know it'll never happen. I want to somehow convince Kim to watch The Fourth Kind.
Oh, yeah.
I know it'll never fucking happen. Because she's told me it'll never fucking happen, but it is a
so good.
It is a goal of mine to get her to watch The Fourth Kind.
Didn't she watch Fire in the Sky?
Dude, Fire in the Sky is my favorite alien abduction movie of all time. I fucking love that movie. I gave you my copy to watch, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, they have a Blu-ray. That's on Blu-ray now. I need to upgrade that movie to Blu-ray. I think I'm going to put that on my Elfster for Christmas. I want Fire in the Sky on Blu-ray.
Give me your DVD then.
I will.
I don't think we have it. I think we watched your copy, and I think we might have streamed it. I think it might be available on streaming. Almost everything in the world is.
That one with Kerry Russell ruined me. What was the one with Kerry Russell? I like Kerry Russell. I feel like I should know this. That one with Kerry Russell. That wasn't The Fourth Kind. No, she's not talking about Antlers. Hold on.
Dude, Antlers was pretty decent, too.
Because I fucking love Kerry Russell.
Can't decide if I want to actually be Superman tomorrow or if I want to put on my leather jacket and just be Superboy.
Is it Dark Skies? It might be Dark Skies.
I don't remember Dark Skies.
I think that's the one she's talking about. Dark Skies. Yeah, I think that's the one that she's talking about. I fucking love Kerry Russell. I've got a crush on Kerry Russell. I have no shame in it. But yeah. Anyways.
That's pretty much it.
Ending it with alien discussion. All right.
Thanks for your support. We're going away now. Are we recording next weekend? Next weekend's Thanksgiving. We should talk about that quick.
Well, on Friday, well, I'm off work on Friday.
So I am too.
We could, if anything, we could always like record during the day or like at a more convenient time.
I don't even know if we're doing anything Friday. I think that all my Thanksgiving stuff is Thursday.
Well, and Saturday. We have our Friendsgiving on Saturday night.
That's true.
You can't forget about that. We got our turkey at your house today. Yeah, boy.
And stuffing.
Oh. We're doing a work carry-in on Wednesday, so I have a Thanksgiving on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
I think we might be doing one too, but I can't remember if it's Wednesday. I told them that I think we should do a work carry-in on Monday, and it should be leftovers from everyone's parties.
Ooh, that's a good idea, actually.
And they were like, well, we can make something. I was like, why do I want to make another dinner?
Yeah, right? Plus, so. Saturday is Ohio State-Michigan game, next Saturday. Mm. So, I have that. Anyways, all right. I don't know. I have no problem with recording next week.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah. We'll let you guys know.
So hopefully we'll see you next week. And until then, I've been myself.
And I was me. You guys have a good week, and it's been real, and it's been fun.
But it ain't been real fun.
Bye.
See ya. I want to give a shout out to You Versus Yesterday for the use of our theme song, Summer, Let's Make This Forever, off of their EP, Remember This.
Nerd to your mother.